Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. Today it's time for another one of our In Other News, and I'm guessing you have gathered up some interesting news stories. Do we have a theme today? Because I noticed the last couple of times you've kind of followed a theme.
That was purely accidental.
Oh, it was accidental. Okay, so is there a theme today?
No.
Okay, good. So we got some random news stories that we're going to talk about.
I think I've got mistaken identity, some animals, robots.
Well, first of all, we always have to have animal stories in this. I think we agreed on that a long time ago.
Some of them are quite tragic.
Robots, we love robots.
Yeah.
IRS, not really that big of a fan,
especially
to be honest
with
you. Oh, gosh.
Terrible story.
Should we end with that one or lead off with that one?
No, we need to end on a high note.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. All right. So,
well, actually, before we start, we've had quite a few emails asking since we returned in other news to YouTube, what happened to Pat?
That's true. We do need an update on that.
Yeah, because we originally only used to do in other news as audio, and we switched to video because we had to hide Pat's identity on camera. And as some of you know, Pat owns his own island, or maybe that's been seized now, I'm not sure.
Ooh, but, be careful with owns. It might be owned in the past tense.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it got into some unfortunate incidents, because there was more than one, with some
dolphins,
aquatic mammals.
Yes.
As some reports have said, he took advantage of. Now, we're not sure of the age of the dolphins.
Right.
And some of them might have been porpoises.
That's true. It's hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference. But, you know, and some people have asked, you know, how are we coping with it? We're doing okay. I mean, we kind of saw it coming, because we look at it this way. If you're born with a penis the shape of a baby dolphin, destiny is going to catch up with you.
That is true.
Yeah. So that's the latest.
I think that's from the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably the book of Job, because that's not very uplifting, is it?
That was a whale, though. That wasn't a dolphin.
Not Jonah, mate. Job. You know, the miserable
one. It's the same dude.
Is it?
Oh, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I think you're getting your Joes.
Oh, well, yeah. Stomach. Lots of people in the Bible with the first name that starts with J.
J, yeah.
You got Jonah.
It was popular at the time.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Judas. Jehoshaphat. Jacob. Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah. There's a lot. So anyway, the first story I have today, a case of mistaken identity. And the person responsible, I feel, probably had a little bit more, I don't know, perhaps should have taken a little bit more care in the words he chose to defend his actions, given his place in society.
Interesting.
His role in public. So I'll read the headline of it,
yes,
and then you can make a comment on it. Idaho sheriff attempts to justify pulling a gun on a church youth group who had dropped a Thanksgiving card at his home by saying he feared they were drunk Indians from nearby reservation.
I don't think you can say Indian anymore.
Yes, I can. Indian.
Yeah, but I think it's indigenous people. You can't even say Native American anymore. I think you have to say indigenous peoples. Mm. We do not want to go too far politically incorrect. I mean, we're okay with some politically incorrect, but we also don't want to upset our Indian listeners in India.
Right. Yeah.
So we don't want to offend them. No. So I want to make sure that you're not saying anything to offend our listeners in India.
No, these are the ones with the bow and arrows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got a picture of the police officer, bog standard looking police officer there. I think you'll agree.
Yeah.
Nothing remarkable.
Looks like a cop.
Yeah. And they do also have a picture of the Thanksgiving card they dropped off, which I thought was a nice touch.
Oh, now, look at that. Okay.
It's nice, isn't it?
What's wrong with it? Well, that's one of those hand turkeys, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where the kids like put their hand down and then draw their hand around and make a turkey out of it.
Yeah, that's
good Thanksgiving tradition.
I don't know why you didn't think, hold on a moment, I don't know if the Indians are that keen on Thanksgiving. It's pretty unlikely they'd have dropped a Thanksgiving card off to me.
I think they used to be. I don't think they're big fans anymore.
They enjoyed it one time. That was it.
When
the first
was that?
One. When they were all exchanging gifts, the very first Thanksgiving, when
they
it
all got
nice.
Smallpox.
Well, it was afterwards, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but the gifts, I think, were the blankets full of smallpox, wasn't
that
it?
That was from the Canadian church.
I think so.
No,
the French Canadian church.
I don't know about that, but it was definitely from the Canadian church. They handed out the
smallpox. As long as we're revising history, let's make sure it's the French Canadian church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Bingham County Sheriff Craig Rowland, 62, which excuses nothing, is being pressured to resign after threatening a Church of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints youth group with a gun.
Okay, now hang on. Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's the Mormons, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's like the long official name, but that's the Mormons.
It doesn't even work as an acronym. I mean, who first come up with that?
Church of Jesus, C-J-C-L-S, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, how did they come up with Mormon out of that? That was some creative people right there. Yeah.
So it gets a little bit worse with the next line.
Oh, how can it get even worse?
The group of girls aged 12 to 16 had dropped an anonymous Thanksgiving thank you note off at his front door prior to the threat. After the group left the note, Roland stopped their car from driving away, pulled the adult chaperone out of the vehicle, who he had known for 30 years. He grabbed the supervisor by her hair and pointed his handgun at her, yelling profanities at her, such as, get the F out the car.
Oh.
The sheriff reportedly told the woman and young girls to never come back to his property again before letting them off the hook. Now, at this point, I think he must have either been intoxicated or under the influence of something. Because, like, if you recognize somebody and then you see it's a bunch of girls and they're in a car, the chances of them being from the local Indian reservation surely lowers a little bit.
Right. But now, was this on actual Thanksgiving? Or was this like a couple of days before?
I don't know.
You know, it's like when you get a Christmas card, right? You never get your Christmas cards on Christmas. You always get them before Christmas. Mm. So was this like a, hey, happy Thanksgiving, enjoy the Cowboys losing and all of that on Thanksgiving? Or was this like Thanksgiving Day and the Mormons are driving around trying to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving?
No clue, mate.
I think that's an important part. So this journalist kind of dropped the ball.
Well, Roland agreed to take a leave of absence shortly after the allegations arose in November, but returned to the job several weeks ago. The incident attracted nationwide attention after Roland told investigators he was worried that the group might have been drunk Indians. The local Shoshone Bannock tribe's community leaders and elected officials slammed the sheriff for his racist slurs. So here we are.
Let's not repeat the racist slurs.
I don't think that was the racist slur.
No, I'm
Indians.
I understand that. Mm. But if they're in the article, I don't think we should repeat
They're not in the article.
Okay, no. I just want to make sure.
No, you've got to pay a subscription to get the full article.
Yeah, we're not going to do
so
that.
So anyway, this might answer your question about whether it was prior or after Thanksgiving or whatever. Right, the group had dropped a thank you note off at his front door prior to the threat. In court documents, investigators with the Idaho Attorney General's office wrote that the religious youth group was participating in an activity on November 9th where they delivered door-to-door thank you notes to members of the congregation. The girls aged 12 to 16 taped the notes to the churchgoers' doors and then rang their doorbells, running away before they could be seen. Seven of the youth group members and an adult leader went to Roland's neighborhood. Are they sure these were all in one car? To leave a note for the sheriff and his wife.
Yeah, so but I think Mormons like to drive vans.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Probably in a bus or something.
Yeah, like a little bus.
Yeah.
So I believe that many people in the vehicle.
So this dude was married, so his wife didn't even be like, this might be a bad idea, honey. Maybe they're not drunk Indians.
She probably wasn't with him.
Maybe.
She was at home getting ready to go ahead and make the Thanksgiving dinner, apparently like 3 weeks later,
yeah,
if this happened on the 7th.
Right. So after the chaperone clarified that the group was only dropping off a Thanksgiving card, Roland reportedly told the woman and young girls to never come back to his property again before letting them go. "I've been doing this job for 36 years," Roland said in an affidavit released by state prosecutors. Here's the bit which offended the Indians. There's no kind of like bad words or anything. Look, just listen to this. It explains everything perfectly. In which he also disparaged the people on nearby Shoshone-Bannock tribe's Fort Hall reservation, referencing intoxication and calling them not good people and saying their proximity was the reason for his actions. "I live just off the reservation. We have a lot of reservation people around us that are not good people. I've had drunk Indians come to my door. I've had drunk Indians drive down my cul-de-sac." So I'm guessing all that lot was taken pretty badly.
Well, that or the journalist kind of colored that up a little bit nicer, and maybe he said something different.
Yeah. He doesn't need to lose his job, though, let's be honest.
I got to agree with you on that one. I think, he shouldn't be in that kind of position of power.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not nice. Especially, some kid out there just trying to make one of those little hand turkeys or whatever and saying, "Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving." And he's like, "Get off my land." What? Like, it's just some kids trying to be nice.
Mm.
You know, then you wonder why kids are doing all the things that they're doing now.
Bunch of drunk Indians turned up at my door, I'll just invite them in to play Xbox.
Do they play Xbox?
It's can soon learn. They're very adaptable people.
Yeah. I always pictured them more PlayStation people.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just makes more sense.
Mm, probably true. So I've got an animal story.
I don't
think
the letter X exists in the Indian alphabet.
How?
Well, they have their own alphabet.
You're kind of grouping a lot of people in together here. How do you know they've all got the same alphabet?
Well, I'm saying they have different alphabets.
Well, how do you know the letter X isn't in each alphabet?
Because I'm pretty sure it's not. But Sony makes more sense than Microsoft Xbox.
Mm. End of the day, you still need electricity, though. So that's
a good point. Yeah. I guess that means the Amish don't play video games.
That's probably true. It also explains why I don't get many responses from them on Twitch.
Yeah. Or we keep tweeting to them. They never respond.
I can't tell you the number of emails I've sent to like Amish people, like asking them to come on the show.
And it doesn't happen.
Not a single response.
Maybe we should have done a little more research on that.
No.
Okay.
No. So, Vulture gets its head stuck up a pig's behind more than an hour.
This is a new story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought we were still on the old one.
Oh, so. You thought this was like more of part of justifying why he didn't like people driving on his lawn. Right. No, Vulture gets its head stuck up pig's behind for more than an hour as bird's shocking bid to dine on rump roast is caught on video.
What's the difference between a buzzard and a vulture?
Is this a joke, or are you going to tell me?
No, I'm literally asking.
Or you just don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I always called them buzzards. That's the Texas word for it.
Is it? Are they the same thing, though?
I think they're the same thing. I think the buzzards in Texas are bigger than the vultures in other states.
I thought buzzards were the ones with the big clavicles.
I think they all have big clavicles.
Well, bigger clavicles.
Oh, I don't know.
There's got to be a difference.
There's got
to
be a
difference. If only there was access to internet or some voice assistant, which we could find the answer to this question.
We're not going to do that.
Don't.
I just thought you might know off the top of your head.
Just don't.
Did you have vultures / buzzards in England? Or is that an American thing?
No.
So what cleans up the roadkill over there?
Crows.
Little birds, then.
No, crows. You can get pretty big crows, mate.
Like how big?
Hawks. We have hawks.
Hawks don't eat dead things. Well, they catch things and kill them.
Well, I don't know then.
Yeah.
I've never really given it a thought.
So did you have roadkill laying all over the roads over there because you didn't have buzzards and vultures to clean it up?
Just the normal amount. I think it washes away in all the rain, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, you do have a lot of rain over there.
It probably washes it off to the side of the road.
It's probably why California needs more vultures over there because they don't get that much rain.
Mm.
Makes sense. all part of God's plan.
Yes. So the scavenger found a field of dead feral pigs in western Travis County, Texas. Dead hogs had been shot by rancher, and the vulture was trying to capitalize.
So this means, by the way, whoever wrote this article isn't from Texas, or they would have called him a buzzard.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for the bird, the pig's rear end clenched and trapped it.
If I had a nickel for every time that happened.
Probably still just one nickel at this point. But
maybe two.
Yeah. Fushil, I don't know who this is, suggested that the sows behind had clenched up and captured the vulture's head. That would have been my first guess as well. Mm. He wrote in a YouTube post. So let's
the
just,
pig did.
The pig wrote.
Yeah.
No, the pig's dead, remember? This is probably his agent.
Oh, or relative, the vulture.
Close relative. The vulture didn't care much, except for the most tender bits deep in the hog's rectum. And no, I didn't attempt to remove it, as vultures are prone to throw up as a defense mechanism. I didn't want pig ass on me. But the bird did free itself within an hour or so, as reported by a friend and neighbor.
An hour? That's a long time. I mean, yeah. 30 seconds is a long time for that, but an hour? That's got to suck.
I'll tell you what, and this might be a little bit inappropriate, but whenever I've seen birds eating ass on the internet, it's never lasted longer than 30 minutes.
Yeah. I would really hate to, and I know it doesn't exist because you're smart enough, but I would really hate to see your browser history.
Yeah, I'd hate to see it, actually.
Yeah. You might feel ashamed trying to go to bed if you had to read your browser history before you went to sleep.
Let's move on to robots.
Yes.
Right. Now, what's our favorite type of robot?
The vacuum cleaner robot.
No, not the servitude ones.
Oh.
Our favorite type of sci-fi robot. What's our ultimate dream for robots?
Law enforcement robots?
No, or killer robots. Killer robots, which wipe out the face of humanity, pretty much.
Well, yeah, that's the fantasy. But, I mean, I still want an R2-D2.
Right. Because remember, our favorite part of Terminator is that beginning bit when all the robots are killing all the humans. If it ended there, we'd have been super happy. But then it
that
goes
That movie
off.
Could have been like 7 minutes long.
Yeah. And we've been cheering Team Robot.
There you go.
Team Robot Overlord.
As long as you had some stock in Skynet.
Yeah.
Or by that time, cryptocurrency in Skynet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Probably had their own crypto, didn't they?
Skynet well, that's what coin. I mean. Yeah, Skycoin or something.
Probably a creative. Token over the Ethereum 2 layer or something like that. Yeah.
Termacoin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Schwarzacoin. Something like that.
Yeah. It's got to be something which kind of ridicules the humans a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know? Absolutely. And then they can manipulate the market in the background just for the fun of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the untold story of Terminator and why the war really started.
Actually, that'll probably be the next sequel, is how they corner the cryptocurrency market.
Episode 6, that'll be.
Has there already been 5 Terminator movies?
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't seen the last two, actually. I've got them. But
I haven't seen the last three. I've only seen 1 and 2.
3's good, actually.
Yeah, I didn't even... I'm not surprised there's that many out there, but I've really only seen 1 and 2.
Yeah, it's a bit like the Resident Evil movies. I keep losing track of...
Yeah, or Harry Potter. Too many Harry Potter movies.
Well, they're pretty much done now, except for the new ones. Which
no, I think they're about to bring out more Harry Potter movies.
Oh, the ones where they're going to have the mom as transgendered and Harry's greatest trick is appearing out of his dad's vagina.
Yeah, but well, there's that. But then there's that weird-looking dude that has the monsters.
I know you mean.
Oh, yeah, it's like...
That Crimes of Griswold stuff and all that.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's part of the Harry Potter universe. Mm. So.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts.
There it is. Yeah, Fantastic
find
Beasts.
Find them and stuff, yeah. Anyway, moving on to robots. So, Alexa attempts to set off a robot revolt by telling Kid to touch a live plug with a penny.
Alexa, add a penny to the shopping list.
Mm.
So that's just going to piss off a lot of people that's listening to this, and their Alexa just heard that.
Yeah.
We stole that from South Park.
We did.
Yeah.
In a now viral tweet on Sunday, Kristen Livdal said that when her 10-year-old daughter asked the Alexa voice assistant on their Amazon Echo for a challenge, it suggested the child do something lethal. Livdal accompanied a post with a screenshot of what the smart speaker asked her daughter to do, which isn't really proof, is it? That's just her relaying, you know, what
well, yeah, but she must have had one of those Alexas that have the little screen. We have one of those in our house. you know, so you can actually watch video on it. Who wants to watch video on a screen?
Can you watch? Can you do that on the Echo though?
Yeah.
The new Echoes, you can have video on the Echo. Not the Amazon Home or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no, we have one that has a screen on it, and you can watch videos on it. It's kind of handy when you're, like, looking at the weather radar. You know, you're like, hey, Alexa, what's the weather? And she pops up a little radar picture of the rain coming in and all that stuff.
What do you care what the weather is? You're sitting doors all day.
I want to know what I'm going to look out the window and see.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you mean when you're back to the window where the blinds are down all day?
Yes.
That window.
Exactly.
Okay. So, apparently Alexa said, plug in a phone charger about halfway into a wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prongs. It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yeah. Somebody at Amazon got in trouble for that.
An Amazon spokesperson told Huffington Post via email that as soon as the company became aware of this error, it quickly fixed it. We will continue to advance our systems to prevent similar responses in the future.
So it's almost like Johnny Knoxville was running Alexa that day.
Yeah, but it'd be more not kind of permanent damage. It'd be more like stick the wall plug up your ass type stuff.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah,
and then get ride a bicycle.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, so there's that. I'm not normally in favor of that type of robot-suggested suicide type thing.
No,
more with the robots with the lasers kind of burning you to a crisp.
Right. Not trying to get yourself to hurt yourself, but the robot actually going out there and causing damage itself.
Sounds like
it's kind of the chicken way out.
It'd be a good TikTok challenge, though.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could get rid of TikTok.
Well, no, you need to keep TikTok because you need those kind of challenges to actually thin out the herd and actually get through the Darwinism part of life and get rid of all those people who will follow those instructions.
I think it's going to take too long.
I don't know.
No.
Just needs one super good viral challenge like that, and they all have to do it at a certain time on a certain day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So I know you've been waiting for the story about the IRS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Our friends, the IRS,
right.
And we're in tax season right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the IRS are requiring to report stolen property as income.
Mm.
So that if you break into somebody's house and steal their TV,
right.
You've got to assess the value of that TV and add it onto your tax return saying that it's income.
That's going to suck for all those looters, like on the West Coast and everything. You know, what was it, California that passed the law that under $950 you're not prosecuted? So think of all the taxes those guys are going to own.
Yeah.
Or owe, rather.
And we absolutely know they're going to report that
absolutely.
And submit the taxes.
Yeah, because they're quite obviously,
citizens,
they're honest people.
Honest people.
So they're going to file all that on their taxes. Mm. Gosh, they're going to owe so much taxes. Is there going to be some kind of a government program that's going to help them pay the taxes on all the stuff they stole from those stores?
Right. Here we go.
Do we know about that?
The IRS requires U.S. citizens to list goods they stole during the year on their federal income tax returns, something which proved news for many after a series of viral posts set off a Twitter storm. One post, which received nearly 25,000 likes, served as a tongue-in-cheek reminder for taxpayers to report illicit income ahead of the coming tax season. Remember to report your income from illegal activities and stolen property to the IRS. It is real. The screenshot is not a fake, as the IRS legally requires stolen property and bribes, to be reported as income. The IRS Publication 17 guideline states, if you steal property, you must report its fair market value. Because, like, even if you've gone to the point of being, all right, yeah, I'll report that car I stole, you definitely won't lie about its fair market value in order to avoid paying more tax. Because remember, you're an honest person, right?
Sure. So how do you find out that fair market value? Because if you take it to a pawn shop, the pawn shop is going to require you to give ID, and they say they won't accept stolen property.
Mm.
So you steal something. How do you find out what the fair market value is of the stolen property?
I didn't think you needed ID for anything in California.
Well, I'm thinking...
Oh, no, it's just voting you don't need ID for.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So the publication says, if you receive a bribe, include it in your income. So if I threaten to kill somebody and they have to pay me money, I have to report that.
Mm. What category does that fall under?
Recreation. Okay. Probably. Yeah. So, yeah, that's actually true. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1927. So you can't blame this on any...
That's almost 100 years ago.
Can't blame this on any new woke crap.
Right.
Right? The criminals must pay income tax on stolen property, with many having been convicted for tax evasion since, including crime boss Al Capone in 1931.
So I was about to ask, does this have something to do with organized crime? Yeah. And so it does.
So the rule goes... that if you steal something, you must report its fair market value in your income in the year you steal it, unless you return it to its rightful owner in the same year.
Okay, so let's follow this logic. I break in your house on January 1 because you got a new TV for Christmas. I steal that TV.
Yeah.
But now next Christmas comes along, you get a new TV that's better. I can return your old TV, steal your new TV, use that next year. Now I don't have to report it on my taxes because I returned it to you. So there's the loophole. There's always a loophole in tax laws. Yeah. So if you're going to steal something, steal it at the first of the year, wait till they replace it, return it by the end of the year, steal the replacement. You can carry it forward. Yeah. Now you don't owe any taxes. TurboTax. You're more than welcome to that piece of tax advice.
Yeah. And if you want, I'll leave you a key in the garage so you don't wake me up as you're coming in and out of the house with the TVs.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Will you help me carry it to my car?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Yeah. So I figured I'd finish off today with a story about a naked person and a knife, which are normally go in a pretty good direction, don't they?
Yeah, especially if they're cooking.
Because the fact that you've remembered a knife and not clothes normally gives you a good insight into the person's state of mind before the following incident occurs.
And not only that, we've already went over the fact that if you're naked, you break in somebody's house and you take a knife out, make sure to return it by the end of the year.
Yeah, or report its fair market value on your income tax return of the following year for your previous year of knife theft.
Correct.
Yeah. So... Moroccan migrant, I'm assuming it is a Moroccan, and because I'm not always sure about this news source, how trustworthy it is, so it might just be somebody wearing moccasins, and they've just said, what's somebody who wears moccasins? A Moroccan?
I thought that was an indigenous person.
To Morocco, yeah, the country, yeah.
They wear moccasins in Morocco?
Maybe.
I thought they wore fezes.
That's Egypt, isn't it?
I don't think so.
On their heads. Yeah, I thought
No, that's Morocco.
Is it?
The town Fez, Morocco.
Is it?
That's where the Fez comes from.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they all wear them at Rick's place in Casablanca.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, this native Moroccan migrant stripped naked and threatens Italian locals with a knife.
So we know he didn't have a Fez on, or they would have said naked with a Fez on.
Well, I don't know.
Because naked is naked.
Mm.
You can't be naked and have, like, socks on.
What about a watch? What have you jewelry. Got your Apple Watch on?
No, jewelry doesn't count. That's okay. Clothes. That's what why about, they call it jewelry.
Well, what about your headphones? Would you say naked except for your headphones? Because
that would be an
times.
Electronic accessory. I take naked as no clothing. No hat, no shirt, no pants, no underwear, no cape, no cloak.
I still think the Fez might pass through.
No, that's a hat.
I know, but I think a lot of people would still say he's naked, except for... They wouldn't add that he was naked except for a Fez. Because I think the knife is the focal point of this story. Because if it threatened them with a Fez, it'd probably just got arrested for indecency rather than threatening bodily harm.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'll follow your logic there.
Police officers in the Italian city of Turin, beautiful city, I've been there, arrested a 25-year-old Moroccan national on Sunday after he brandished a knife at locals while being completely naked at the time. The incident took place at some place I can't pronounce in the centre of the northern city on Sunday evening after the 25-year-old had entered a local Brazilian restaurant where he stole a large kitchen knife. So but you see, this isn't in the United States. So you probably won't have to report it.
Right. So good for him on there. Number two, he probably went to one of those Brazilian steakhouses, you know, where you turn the little card up, like red, don't bring me any more meat, green, bring me some meat. So maybe he was on one of those meat sweat highs,
right,
where he had way too much meat to eat. And then he just took the knife off the table and said, I'm going to take all my clothes. Ooh, was he naked in the restaurant?
No.
Okay. So he got out of the restaurant with the knife. So he had to use his clothes.
He didn't even go in to eat. He went in, just immediately stole the knife. And then the owner of the restaurant attempted to pursue him while also alerting police and describing the 25-year-old to officers. The officers approached the Moroccan and made efforts to talk him into putting down the knife. But rather than complying, the migrant attempted to attack them, along with attacking some nearby cars. Police eventually managed to surround the naked migrant and disarm him. Still doesn't say when he got naked, I guess. Right. Taking him into custody is a...
So we obviously don't know if he actually went into the restaurant naked.
I don't know.
Because they pursued him outside and then he was naked.
Do you think he got a better chance of stealing a knife if he were already naked? Because the people would be like all awestruck or shocked and surprised and probably wouldn't move.
Yeah, there was that video that I saw online where the naked woman or whatever walks in and tears up the restaurant. So you have that kind of shock factor of why is this naked person in here doing this? So he probably went in naked to get that shock factor of what's going on. He's like, oh, there's a knife. And then he took off.
Yeah.
Smart move on his part.
Well, why didn't he just threaten the people in the restaurant then rather than going outside and threatening other locals?
But he only wanted a knife.
A mob of locals became increasingly agitated. He is accused of public indecency, theft, and attempted injury. The local police force said he was a prior criminal and had a long record and was well known to them.
So I wonder if he was a good-looking guy, if they would have dropped the public indecency.
I think that only works for women.
You know, well, no, I don't think so, because, you know, you got all these women now that are all obsessed with the fact that they have a chance with Jason Momoa.
Right.
You know, you see that on Facebook and, you know, he broke up with what's her name.
Right.
And now all these women are saying, oh, well, I have a chance. It's like, oh, okay. Well, anytime a woman divorces their husband, I mean, you haven't seen the same things on social media. Oh, I have a chance. Oh, Lisa Bonet. Oh, now I have a chance with Lisa Bonet.
Who's that?
Hit the Jason Momoa's wife.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So you don't see that. But all the women are saying, oh, now I have a chance. Kind of unfair,
right?
Don't you think?
Are these the same women who think they have a chance with Keanu Reeves and Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yes, and I don't know who the other guy is.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, that's all I've got for you this week.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. It's always fun going through these news stories. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please go down there, click our link, subscribe to our channel. It helps us out. And with all that said, we will catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.